Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. The indubitable general, I'm going to call her, Deborah Tavares, the, I'm going to call it the informational bloodhound of documents. And again, it's kind of fitting that we're before Halloween, because these are scary, but they're true. So Deborah, let's get started.
Well, they are scary and true. And again, I certainly want to say that it is a process of truth trauma that I think everyone has to go through to understand the truth, because it is traumatic. But when you get to the other side of the trauma, you realize the kinds of things that you can do, and everybody can do something. So I'm going to break into just a few things, and then I'm going to break down the 55 gallons per minute per person of water usage that is being initiated now in California, but it is a global plan. But before I do that, I'm going to just read a couple of things. This is about current rates of population growth and how it's compounded by environmental threat to chemical and other contaminants may well bring about a new crisis of insufficiency. It is likely to be one of the unprecedented global magnitude, not merely regional or temporary. Conventional methods of warfare would almost surely prove inadequate in this event to reduce the consuming population to a level consistent with survival of the species. The second relevant factor is the efficiency of modern methods of mass destruction. Even if their use is not required to meet world population crisis, they offer, perhaps paradoxically, the first opportunity in the history of man to halt the regressive genetic effects of natural selection by war. Nuclear weapons are indiscriminate. Their application would bring to an end the disproportionate destruction of the physically stronger members of the species, the warriors, in periods of war. Whether this prospect of genetic gain would offset the unfavorable and anticipated post-nuclear radioactivity, we have not yet determined. What gives the question a bearing on this study is the possibility that the determination may yet have to be made. Another secondary ecological trend bearing on projected population growth and reduction is the regressive effect of certain medical advances. Pestilence, for example, is no longer an important factor in population control. The problem of increased life expectancy has been aggravated. These advances also pose potentially more sinister problems, in that undesirable genetic traits that were formerly self-liquidating are now medically maintained. Many diseases that were once fatal at different ages are now cured. the effect of this development to is undesirable. It seems clear that a new quasi-eugenic function of war is now in process of formulation that will have to be taken into account in any transition. And we're in transition.
Right.
The Department of Defense appears to have recognized such factors, as has been demonstrated by the planning under the way the RAND Corporation to cope with the breakdown in the ecological balance anticipated after a thermonuclear war. The Department of Defense has begun to stockpile birds, for example, against the expected proliferation of radiation-resistant insects, etc. This is a quote out of the report from Iron Mountain. Now, Iron Mountain was a report that was submitted to the follower of the assassination of JFK, Johnson, and he said it was a hoax. I would massively recommend that everyone download the report from Iron Mountain to understand how you build in to what is happening right now. And it is a good way to slowly build in. The next report I would recommend everyone download and read is Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Go to stopthecrime.net and you can look at these documents and you can just go online and download them. Now I want to talk about a couple of other things before I break into the breaking news of what the 55 gallon per person per day means. I'm going to read some of the aspects of future limited transportation. And this is what sequestering us into human settlement zones is going to look like, as our transportation, a mode of transportation, is certainly being rapidly declining. We're seeing many things occurring now in our cities, bicycle lanes and walking lanes. We're seeing now that they are going to no longer allow petroleum gasoline cars. It's all being transitioned to electric vehicles. In fact, in our bills, and I would recommend everybody take a look at your utility bill when you get them. An example, in the utility bill from Pacific Gas and Electric, which is Rothschild, is right now Pacific Gas and Electric is asking the California Public Utility Commission to grant them money out of our utility bills so they can deploy more charging stations for electric vehicles in schools and in state parks. So let's talk about what we're now being told in this document that everyone can take a look at. It's entitled Beyond Traffic 2045. Again, Beyond Traffic 2045. Now, Dr. Bill, I'm just flipping open a page right now in this document. I'm on page 53.
Right.
I'm just going to read some of what this is saying. And again, this is all based on documents, and this is how our transportation, how our ability to travel is going to be massively reduced. So looking on page 53 of Beyond Traffic 2045, I'm reading this. Airport sea levels. Rising sea levels will disrupt transportation. Sea level rise is projected to rise up to 4 feet and beyond by the year 2100. Sea level rise makes all of these airports vulnerable to storm surges like those experienced during Superstorm Sandy, which exceeded 7 feet. I'm going to list now the U.S. airports that are going to fall victim to the coastal assault. Now, we have a YouTube up called Coastlines Under Attack, Storm Surge Artificially Created. I would recommend that you watch that and spread it far and wide. So here are the airports that are going to be underwater. New Orleans, Fort Lauderdale, San Francisco, Oakland, New York City, LaGuardia, Miami, Philadelphia, Newark, D.C. Reagan, Tampa, New York City, JFK. So we're being told that this is going to happen. Now I'm going to read in another document. This is called Oceans and Coastal Resources and Ecosystems Sector Plan. Again, Oceans and Coastal Resources and Ecosystems Sector Plan. This is a large document, but I'm going to read just a couple of things in it. Flooding and inundation of people, buildings, and infrastructure. Sea level rise and storms. Another direct consequence of global warming is sea level rise and storm surge. And then it shows you a figure of what this is going to look like. And I'm going to continue breaking this down on the other side of this break.
Amazing. Oh, these are actual documents, and the dark side are actually unveiling it and telling you what they're going to do, and you have to believe it. It is real.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So, Deborah, please continue. I mean, this is very shocking. The 55-gallon thing, law already passed here in California. I call it California. This is so shocking that every decent person would say, you've got to be kidding. And by the way, it's not just limited to California. It's in other states it's happening in different ways. It's in other countries. It's an overall water war, isn't it?
Well, it is, and we're going to get into that. But I'm going to continue with the document that I was talking about prior to the break. It is entitled, again, Oceans and Coastal Resources and Ecosystems Sector Plan. And I'm just reading on page 100. And it says, flooding and inundation of people, buildings, and infrastructure. Sea level rise and storm surge will increase and cause flooding conditions and risks in low-lying coastal areas and areas bordering rivers. Now, let me pause for a moment. The reason that areas bordering rivers are going to flood is because they're blowing the wind against the land and increasing the storm surge so that the waters that would normally exit out of the rivers cannot, so they back up. And it's interesting, Dr. Bill, because when I lived on a boat, and we were in France, we were up a river with our sailboat, and the water was, low tide was occurring, and we almost got stuck on a sandbar. So I personally experienced what that felt like and what that did to us, potentially causing an enormous problem. Again, with a sailboat, you have a keel, so that would have been a real problem. But having said that, it says a 5-foot increase in water levels due to sea level rise, storm surge, and tides, that's what it is estimated to affect 499,822 people. So let's round that off. 500,000 people, 500,000 people.
Right.
And then they say the breakdown of populations at risk by county. And it will risk 644,000 plus acres, 209,737 homes, so let's call that 210,000 homes, and $105 billion worth of property value in coastal areas. Now we're talking about the Bay Area.
Right.
So what, and southwest areas along the California coastline. So this is a planned mass destruction to move us off the coastal areas to get us away from the oxygen that we need in order to survive.
Right.
So now let's talk about the 55 gallons per person per day. Now, I recently attended a meeting as of just a few days ago, and I was talking to a woman who lives nearby. She lives alone in a single-family house, and just for fun, she decided she would try to see what it looked like to reduce her water consumption to 55 gallons per day. And try as she may, in every way that she could, in her opinion, she could only get it down, her water consumption, to 190 gallons per day. So she called up the water company to find out when they're required and will enforce the 55 gallons per day, which we'll talk about in a minute. She called them to find out what they would do, what would happen, because she couldn't get it down to the 55 gallons per day. And they said, you will have to stop, because she was also doing some exterior irrigation, because she has plants that she loves in her yard.
Right.
And they said, you will have to stop watering all exterior plants. We're talking about interior use only.
Including food, by the way.
No more exterior watering of
plants. Including, by the way, food plants. Your own garden. Forget the garden.
Anything outside. So let's talk about what this looks like and how this is going to be implemented and what kind of force is going to occur. Because you'll read in the bill, in the executive order, that they can't force individuals to comply, and they can't fine individuals. But here's how they're going to do it. They say that, okay, they're establishing an indoor, per-person water use goal of 55 gallons of water per day until the year 2025. And then at 2025, it's going to be further reduced to 52.5 gallons per person per day. And then at the year 2030, it will be reduced to 50 gallons per day per person of usage. Now, here's how this is going to occur. They're charging each individual water district that serves a given area with the task of enforcing those goals. Each water district will get a groundwater allotment per the number of people that they serve. Now, there will be aspects of agriculture and commercial use and so forth that I'm not talking about right now. I'm only talking about residential per person per day, 55 gallons right now. So what they're saying is that it will be up to the water agency to determine how to enforce the requirement. And the water agencies will be fined if they're unsuccessful in reducing the compliance. This is a law. This is a mandate. The water companies will be charged $1,000 per day until they meet the reduction. So what will this do? Well, I can tell you we found plans out of Florida, enforcement looked like. In Florida, there are many, many large developments, mega large developments, and what they were doing to enforce reduced water consumption was first they were sending out the water department enforcers and leaving notes on people's doors. If there was continued non-compliance, then they sent out code enforcement and you would be fined.
Right.
If that did not initiate reduction of water use, they sent out the police or the sheriff, or then they can also and will send out the military. Now, we know...
So you can be swatted, in other words, if you have watering your garden or your plants.
Well, they're going to use aerial mapping.
And also drones. They're going to use drones to actually map out if people are using water. Then they're going to actually send in, probably in the future, not only police and SWAT team, but autonomous drones and even robots in the future, maybe 10 years from now. People don't realize what's coming, do they?
Well, they really don't. And what is amazing is that they have Landsat, and they have ways in which they have overhead aerial viewing.
Exactly, from space and also just from drones right over your head,
yeah,
600 meters.
When we get back, we're going to talk about how this is already being implemented in other countries.
Yeah, around the world. This is a worldwide scheme, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Not just California. I call California. It's a worldwide.
Yes, it is. So when we get back, we'll discuss how
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and so please continue with these amazing and shocking pre-Halloween documents.
Well, yes. So just to sum up again, the 55 gallons per person per day coming into effect for California's drought, and the fact that they are portraying a limited water resource, which, of course, keep in mind, while this information sounds ghoulish and grimish like Halloween, we do have primary water. Water is a renewable. We can get to it. And people need to go to primarywater.org. Go also then to the link to the Primary Water Institute that does drill water all over the world and has certainly located primary water wells for people everywhere. So while this is a big government secret, again, to reduce the population, as I was reading to you in the opening of the show, out of the report from Iron Mountain, it's a population reduction strategy, asset stripping us, and certainly turning into drinking recycled sewer and urine water.
Well, let me tell you a project that I'm working on that I just got inspired to work on. You know how he uses water dowsing technology and so on, because he's basically a water empath.
We're talking about Paul Power.
Paul Power, yeah.
Primary water.
I'm actually working on a technology project that will actually remotely map both the world and primary water locations, so it'll tell you the GPS coordinates where to drill. So in other words, everywhere in the world, Kenya, Canada, California, Illinois, I'm working on a project that will actually tell people they can just log into this site once they get it all done, and they'll be able to log in to know exactly where to take their drill rig and drill.
Well, the good news is that we're going to have to teach our well drillers how to drill. We need to teach them about primary water.
Well, you taught me some things, too. I want to repeat it. So let me summarize what you told me. Number one, when you drill a well, you have to put dry ice to kind of explode the bottom of the well. You got to stay away from the top because it can literally kill you if you don't stay away from when the CO2 is released. But you need to frack the bottom of your well, and you don't want to pack it with concrete and so on. You want to make sure it opens up the rock at the bottom.
The fractures, yeah.
The fracture sites. And then you want to make sure that you have it set up so that you have solar backup, because you got to understand, when they take out the power grid, which is going to be on purpose, by the way, they're not protecting the power grid. They're purposely trying to say this is part of the eugenics program. Eliminate water, then kill the power grid.
That's right? Exactly right. In fact, we had a test here in Northern California a week ago by Pacific Gas and Electric. They claimed that we were having a red flag fire warning with high winds in some of the higher areas. So they turned off the power, and it stayed off for about over 20,000 people for a number of days, and it was a horrific situation. But I want to go again and go over this 55 gallons per person per day so that people are not confused with what you will read, because it will say that the statewide indoor water use standard is not enforceable on individual water users. That is true. They can't enforce it statewide.
Why can't they enforce it?
There is no provision. There is no provision in the law that requires individual households to meet specific water use targets. Important, when you read this, you continue to read, as you're going to hear me read right now, because
right.
this is the trigger. Water utilities must meet by averaging across their customer base. Water agencies will create a water budget aggregated across their entire service area.
So they're not going to hit the individual, they're going to hit the water utility that supplies it.
Yes, and that's going to create a better enforcement arm, because they're going to fine and penalize the individual water agencies. So that way, they'll have local control all over the country, all over the world. This is a global plan, and that way they're reducing it down to tight global enforcement. And they're going to be using, they say that they will, of course, be looking for ways to extend the availability of water.
Deborah, who's the author of this report?
Oh, it is the Global Water Barons.
Changed their name just so.
Governor Brown, who signed this legislation, is only signing what the overlords have required.
Right. When the overlords are the Chitahuri, the Naga, and the Dagon, we talked about on Friday night, the reptilian overlords are demonic representations of Lucifer and are part of the galaxy, trying to crush and destroy the human race.
Well,
right?
That's very concise and very well said.
Yeah, in other words, report from the Chitahuri. How's that? The report from the Chitahuri.
Well, that's, yeah.
Which Trina Mutwa would say as a shaman in South Africa. So I want to be sarcastic here, but if people don't see the spiritual side of this, this is not just evil or greedy people. This is transdimensional and galactic forces that are beyond Star Wars. This is beyond the Emperor Palpatine. This is so damned evil, no one in their right mind could even conceive it exists, but it does.
And it does. So I'm going to read a number of quotes out of the World Bank, because what is happening with these overlords and through the World Bank, we're being globally massive disruption of all markets, collapsing petroleum for cars, pushing us into electric vehicles, certainly reducing our access to the types of resources we can access, requiring that we transition into solar. Of course, we know that wind and solar is not reliable because the weather is controlled, and that is climate change. Climate change is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate. Let's be very clear. And that is being done. But now I'm going to just look at a World Bank document on water control. And they consider water to be a product. And of course, everything is to be sold. But this is what I found in this document. It talks about pricing for efficiency. And this is diabolical. I want everybody to really listen closely.
Yeah, pricing for efficiency, meaning you're going to get really crappy water unless you're going to pay a lot.
That's exactly right. So I'm going to read it in their words. You summarized it very nicely, but let me read it in their words. Pricing for efficiency. On efficiency, groundwater should be considered a different product depending on the location of where it's produced and consumed. So we're talking about where it's produced. We're talking about sewer water treatment plants. Its quality, including the effects of water or sewage quality, has on parties other than the consumer and on the time of day or year when it is supplied and consumed. For example, customer demand and willingness to pay may be high at certain times, like peak periods of the day, or it may be high during dry seasons when plants need extra watering. The cost of supplying water obviously will depend on the desired quality of the water, the cost of transportation, and the total volume to be transported at any given time. So we're talking time of use and dependent on what kind of water you want. Now here's another. It says prices that balance demand and supply efficiently should therefore ideally vary by location, quality, and time of use. So what they're doing is people of economic constraints are not going to get water. So let's go on.
Well, let me give you a concrete example, so I make it real. I like parables. I call, hellish parables. Let's say you're living in Orange County or, say, San Diego County, and they decide to recycle the water. So you turn the tap on and you want to make something for your kids. Let's say you're going to make some cereal. So you turn the tap on thinking it's kind of okay because they said it's certified pure, P-wire water. It's not really pure. It's what I call fecal water. How's that?
Well, there is there is a new company going into San Diego.
That's why I use that term.
Water.
Yeah, let me finish the story. It's funny and it's scary and it's pre-Halloween. So the mother makes a cereal and gives it to her little girl or boy. And it's got heavy metals, birth control pill, doping agents, toxic polypharmacy chemicals, cardiac drugs, etc. And they wonder why the child can't do well in school. They wonder why the child's now got leukemia. They wonder why they've got themselves problems with peripheral neuropathy and they're turning diabetic. Don't wonder. You've been poisoned by your water authority.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And welcome back. And so, Deborah, now, we're going to be doing many more shows. I'm going to get the audio from the Friday show at Granada Forum, and we're going to strip a portion of some comments made by Nick, who decided to insert himself at the end there. I think he was just frustrated that the truth came out, because, and this is a little difficult for people to accept, but from the experiences, both natural and supernatural, I've been through, you can ask me a question on everything, and I have the answer. Now, I don't know everything.
I'm looking forward.
But I want people to understand that we're going to get this turned over to a video on YouTube and Vimeo. And we want to cross-index with a lot of topics because the people in general don't realize this is a galactic and a cosmic and a spiritual warfare at its top level. Just like Thessalonians says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And the water wars literally is a eugenics policy to kill the biosphere and to kill the human race.
That's right. That's absolutely right, and to reduce the oxygen. So I just want to hit upon a couple of more comments out of the World Bank document
and
about water control, and this is under metering.
Right.
And they say metering, to be able to implement schemes. They use those words, schemes, under which prices vary. Metering is required. Pricing policies need to be carefully designed to obtain the right incentives for metering. One promising way of providing appropriate incentives to customers for metering would be to offer a menu of contracts to customers that reflect the costs and benefits of metering. Customers can then decide how they want to choose their plan. Now, this moves me into the kind of government that we have.
Right.
We have a government that is called anticipatory government. What does that mean? It's a government now that has based everything on uncertainty. It's a government system that has taken over. Again, anticipatory government. People are responding to uncertainty. That is the lack of prior evaluation and also the lack of rights that they have in being subjected to long-term exposures of everything they tell us is uncertain. And
it's not uncertain, it's certain. For example, whether it's Wi-Fi or fluoridation or toxic polypharmacy or industrial chemicals in your drinking water in Orange County, it's nuts. It's a certainty, but they'll call it uncertain, and they'll even regulate only a tiny number of these things, or say cell phones and Wi-Fi and smart meters are okay, and they're not. They're
and
not
they'll
okay.
They say that the scientific data is either uncertain or not proven.
They're full of it.
They're full of it.
They're not dealing with Deagle. Listen, I can prove it with my colleagues like Dr. Ole Johansson from the Karolinska Institute and other experts like Dr. Sam Millam. They're full of it. They're liars.
Here's the fact, though, Dr. Bill. We have a government that has advanced on doubt. It's a clever marketing scheme of uncertainty for all the destruction that we see. It's formulated science-based.
I use a different term for it. How do we call it a chef government? They are sous chefs for Satan to flambe and saute the human race. How's that?
Well, here's what the definition of anticipatory government is, and this is where these policies and how these policies are being advanced. Again, it's all incremental strategies based on uncertainty. Uncertainty is a key word. You'll find that in all of your inserts, in your utility bills, when they tell you what is EMF, it'll say they're uncertain. So here it is. An anticipatory government is a flexible decision framework that uses a wide range of possible futures to prepare for change and to guide current decisions toward maximizing future alternatives or minimizing future threats. Rather than trying to tame or ignore uncertainty, this approach explores uncertainty and its implications for current and future decision making. Now, you put that in context with the way in which they're having to visually bring in climate change. They recognized that they needed, their research showed that visual, environmental, and communication had to occur. In other words, they had to show us photographs of damage. We had to see multiple news events of weather assaults throughout the world so that we would then embrace the uncertainty and create it as a reality of destruction, which it is. But everything, like EMF, is based on uncertainty. And they say we need to think more openly about what we mean by the visual. We began by placing research into visual representations of the environment, into the wider trajectory of visual impacts. And then this is really in part how the system has come in and has taken us over and why it matters how they frame the environment. And we're going to get into this in future shows and discuss how this government is really operating. And the next show, Dr. Bill, will be talking about the voting mechanism, keeping us in the false illusion.
Well, that's why we have to understand. Yeah, right now I'm voting Republican, but I'm voting with a lot of misgivings because a lot of things gotten done even during Trump's tenure, including 5G network and this water issue, he needs to get told what for. And I'm trying hard to get a Samuel Council so you and other experts like myself can talk to this knucklehead, because he has globalists and Satan is surrounding him, and he makes a menu decision afterwards, and much of his stuff is good. For example, and it's the same way with Satanism, Luciferianism, better economy, more money, lower unemployment, but he's going to give you 5G network and toxic water. Not good.
Well, I also want to get back into how the RAND Corporation, that's based in Santa Monica, that was one of its original bases,
right.
Although it's now has many agencies all over the world. But this is called RAND Announces New Water and Climate Change Resilience Center.
Right.
And they've just established a new water and climate resilience center to address one of the most significant policy changes of our time. How do we plan, build, and organize our societal systems to become more resilient to the unavoidable impacts of climate change? Now, I also want to say, Dr. Bill, as you can certainly appreciate, in the majority of the documents that I read, it will convey the fact that even if we reduce our greenhouse gas emissions or reduce our CO2 emissions, it will not stop climate change. The documents assure us that it is too far progressed for any effort of mitigating it. So this is a way in which
it has nothing to do with humans.
Of course not. So what I'm just saying is that this is a snuff out of many communities, millions of people throughout the entire world. And when we talk about water control, again, on StopTheCrime.net, on our YouTube video channel, I did an interview with our overseas correspondent out of Ireland, and he was telling us how they are using drones to fly overhead to see water cheats. Now, how are they visualizing water cheats? If you have a green yard, so as our water consumption is reduced, and it will only be allowed for indoor use, all exterior planting, vegetables, your gardens, all the beauty that nature gives every single one of us, and including the bees and the birds and all the other aspects of life.
Soylent Green, remember they brought you to a place where you can actually see a real tree?
Well, I would recommend everybody watch that movie, because I will tell you, that movie was startling in the sense that you see no outside plants. And in the city, they have this huge atrium where you can pay, like a real tree museum. You can go in and see a real tree for a few minutes. But what you'll also notice and hear and listen closely to is the fact that they're talking about, the couple is talking about maybe escaping. But
right.
They're talking about the wildlands outside the city that would be too dangerous to try to escape into.
Because they're hypoxic, they're dehydrated, they're drought, including even the drought on the top of mountains. And the wildlife, even if you were to grab and salvage food from the forest, it's gone.
Well, that's true. So everybody, go to StopTheCrime.net. I'll look forward to coming back on with you next Monday, Dr. Bill. And just everyone, stay tuned. Do something. Pass out flyers. Go to StopTheCrime.net.
But most importantly, read your documents first at StopTheCrime.net. Pray, and it takes some action. Realize there is hope there, but God is going to be with us, and He's going to give us a pathway and solutions to this horror. And if you think it's not happening, you're going to be a victim. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you so much, Dr.
Amazing show. And coming up tomorrow, we have a special with Dr. Bob Thiel, Hour 2, Hour 3, John W. Spring, for the day before Halloween. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the Smarter in an Hour pill. a combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.